Christ has risen. Alleluia. Amen. On the first day of the week, she rises to go to the tomb where Jesus has been laid and wrapped in linens. The air is still and quiet. Mary Magdalene is tired and withdrawn, still in shock from watching Jesus die, surrounded by people jeering at him and mocking him. When she arrives at his tomb, she stares in disbelief because the stone guarding death, warding off the living, has been removed, and she sees no sign of Jesus' body. And Mary Magdalene, her heart pounding, runs back to Peter as though her life depends upon it. Christ tells us that he will be handed over, be put to death, and that he will rise again. And in his rising, we will find new life, and our lives will be reshaped and transformed by Christ's love for us. We are often confronted with a world that divides, hurts one another, seeks its own gains, not thinking about or even necessarily caring about the strife caused to others as long as their own needs are met. Christ breaks into this world risen to break down walls, break through systems that entomb, inviting us to be part of reorienting our hearts in order to make transformation possible in the world around us. Jesus went about from community to community, modeling for us how to do good for others, how to be present for others, healing all who are oppressed. Jesus continually pushes us, reminds us that he is a risen Christ, come to break the barriers of death, and in the forgiveness of sins, he is the bringer of hope, and that in him and with him, we discover the wholeness of life. Mary Magdalene reminds us that in our weeping, we find solace. In our weeping, we find others willing to offer consolation. In our weeping, we find Jesus Christ. Mary Magdalene witnesses to the power of one's faith, faith in God, in Jesus, who is always sending us out into the world to share the good news that Christ comes to bring peace to broken hearts, bring peace to hearts destroyed by violence, bring peace to hearts crumbling under oppression, bring peace to hearts weakened by grief. Christ gives to us hope and newness of life by dying for our sins. Jesus breaks into our lives and offers us a hope that gives us the strength and courage to love and serve with gladness and singleness of heart. By opening our hearts to the love Jesus has for us, we can find grace. We can find the sustenance we need to make this world a better place for having lived in it. We are to go out into the world bathed in the love of Christ. We are to celebrate with joy the God who is beyond our imagining, yet is always present with us. We are to celebrate these moments of pure grace. The risen Christ opens wide his arms and calls us by name. Can we enter into his loving embrace? Feel the warmth of his body spread to ours? Can we look upon Jesus, hear his words, go and tell others? Can we go out into the world and do as he asks of us? Christ has risen, alleluia. Christ has risen indeed. Amen.